The 27 ESPN Radio 93.5,
95.3. All right, it's always a pleasure on Fridays, and the day after Thanksgiving is no different. It's Friday. We say hello to political humorist and satirist Bill Melbrook from Chicago. Bill!
Hey, good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane. Good
morning.
Good morning, ESPN Radio listeners.
Happy Black Friday, everyone, and I hope you all enjoyed a happy Thanksgiving and a good turkey dinner.
Yeah, we sure did, Bill. How about you? Did your Thanksgiving dinner go well?
Yes, it certainly did. In fact, it went a lot better than our Christmas dinner went last year.
What happened to your Christmas dinner last year?
Well, when we pulled the turkey out of the fridge to put it in the oven, it was obvious the turkey had gone bad.
Oh.
And since none of the stores were open on Christmas, we had to improvise. So we had the shrimp cocktails and the mashed potatoes and the stuffing and all the trimming, plus chicken McNuggets as our main course. That was a little embarrassing since I had the chef duties at my father's house last Christmas.
Did you have the chef duties again yesterday?
Yes, I did. But this time everything was fine, and I also had a lot of help from our friends who were with us for Thanksgiving, and they brought some food and helped in the kitchen and all that. And so we all enjoyed a delicious Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, Bill, speaking of last year, you might recall that 1 year ago at this time, Dr. Henry Kissinger, the former Secretary of State under President Nixon and Ford, told us the story of the very first Thanksgiving with little help from former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. This year, Dr. Kissinger is back with us once again. But this time he's going to talk about a Thanksgiving tradition. To be more specific, we're going to hear Dr. Kissinger tell us how to prepare a Thanksgiving turkey dinner, Kissinger style. But first, let's listen to the short version of how to cook a turkey's goose. And introducing our surprise expert is one of my favorite boyhood heroes, Rocket J. Squirrel.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
Hello, Inquestor out there. Today I shall instruct you on how to cook a turkey's goose. The first step in cooking a turkey is to preheat the oven to 6,000 degrees.
Don't you think that's awfully hot?
Only for the turkey. Now, while the oven is preheating, we go out in search of a turkey. There are many ways of snaring a turkey, the most surefire of which is to shake some paprika on his nose. This not only stops him from taking flight, but clears up the sinuses as well. The second surefire way is to utilize the turkey in the straw trap. This consists of a deep pit covered with a straw mat. We sprinkle turkey seeds on the mat. The turkey comes after the seeds, steps on the mat, and walks off into the forest. Perhaps the turkey does not weigh enough. But the moose does. The third surefire method of catching a turkey is the last and never fails. Mr. Butcher, let me have a turkey, please. And now all that remains is to cook the bird in the preheated oven.
But Mr. Know-It-All, I still think the oven at 6,000 degrees is too hot.
It couldn't be. I haven't lit it yet. So, taking a match, I walk into the kitchen and...
Well, thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
You're welcome down there.
It seems that Mr. Know-It-All, a.k.a. Bullwinkle J. Moose, wasn't very good at cooking a turkey's goose after all. But since many of our listeners will be cooking and enjoying another turkey dinner at Christmas, let's introduce our visiting gourmet chef and the former Secretary of State, Dr. Henry A. Kissinger. Good morning, Dr. Kissinger.
Good morning, Stevie and Diane.
Dr. Kissinger, we invited you to join us this morning because we recently learned that on top of all of your other talents, you're a gourmet chef. In fact, I understand you were Julia Child's special guest on her program, The French Chef, many years ago, and you told Julia and her audience how to prepare a Thanksgiving turkey dinner?
That's right, Stevie. It was a lot of fun talking turkey with Julia.
Well, you're in for a surprise, Dr. Kissinger, because we have an audio clip from the program that you and Julia did a long time ago.
Oh, my goodness, you've got to be kidding.
I'm not kidding, sir. And without any further ado, here is Dr. Henry Kissinger with Julia Child, ladies and gentlemen.
Secret Chef. I'm Julia Child, and joining us today is our very special guest, Dr. Henry A. Kissinger. And may I call you Henry, Dr. Kissinger?
Why don't you just call me Dr. Kissinger?
All right, Dr. Kissinger. As they say at a famous fast food restaurant, have it your way. And speaking of food, why don't you tell us how you prepare your famous Kissinger Thanksgiving turkey dinners?
Well, Julia, the first thing you need to do is determine how many people will be at the dinner. Once you have that number, then you can go to your local supermarket and buy enough turkey for that many guests. For the purpose of this program, let us say that we're going to have four people around the table.
Four people? Dr. Kissinger, I'd say that's a rather small group for a Thanksgiving dinner.
All right, make it six people. Approximately 30 minutes before you serve the food, remove it from the freezer where you've been storing it and have your oven pre-warmed to, let's say, 200 degrees. Each turkey dinner will take approximately 5 minutes to cook in your microwave. And since you can only cook one at a time, after you take each dinner out of the microwave, place it on a large cookie pan inside of your oven to keep it warm as each of the other ones is cooking. After all six turkey dinners have been cooked in the microwave, take them out of the oven, place them on the table in front of each guest, remove the film covering the turkey and the dressing and the mashed potatoes and the vegetables, and voila, dinner is served. Of course, you can serve the dinner with wine, red or white, and you can buy some rolls from the bakery department and perhaps even some cranberry sauce, which you can buy in the canned goods section of your local supermarket.
Wait a minute, Dr. Kissinger. Are you telling us that you serve frozen turkey dinners to your guests?
Why, of course. Frozen dinners make life so much simpler. No fuss, no mess, and they take no time at all.
Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today's program, but be sure to join us again next week when former President Jimmy Carter will show us how to make a peanut fondue, and Richard Nixon will show us the best way to eat crow. Until then, this is Julia Child saying bon appetit!
And there you have it, Dr. Kissinger, your amazing appearance on The French Chef with Julia Child. Tell me, do you still serve frozen turkey dinners to your Thanksgiving guests?
Told Julia, no fuss, no mess, and they take no time at all. Plus, you can often buy them on sale and just keep them in your freezer.
And I should probably add, they might have solved Bill Melberg's problem with his spoiled turkey last Christmas. Mm-hmm. Well, having heard about cooking turkey dinners on The French Chef, let's take a minute to hear how this Swedish chef roasts a turkey. What you probably couldn't tell from this audio clip is that instead of the Swedish chef skewering the turkey clobbered the Swedish chef, which might explain why President Obama pardoned the two White House turkeys, Cobbler and Gobbler, a few days ago. The president said this just a few days ago.
You know, they say that life is all about second chances. And this November, I could not agree more. So in the spirit of the season, I have one more gift to give, and it goes to a pair of turkeys named Cobbler and Gobbler. The American people have spoken, and these birds are moving forward.
And with that presidential pardon, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for Talking Turkey today. When we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg bringing us this first installment of the annual series of obscure Christmas songs, which are always fun. ESPN 93.5, 95.3. Back with political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, Thanksgiving is now behind us. The presidential elections are also behind us. Christmas, just over 4 weeks away. And the time has come for your weekly countdown of obscure Christmas songs. So what song do you have for us this morning in week one?
Well, Stevie and Diane, we began the our countdown of obscure Christmas songs last year with the Three Stooges singing I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. But this morning's obscure Christmas song isn't really obscure. In fact, it's quite well known. But we're playing this particular song in the aftermath of the presidential elections just 2 weeks ago because, you know, I've talked with a lot of people who supported Governor Romney for president. Most of them are feeling quite down in the mouth. So this song is dedicated to all of those Republican voters who are hoping to see Mitt Romney heading to the White House this Christmas. And I think you'll recognize the artist who sang it.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue
Christmas, as sung by
the King, Elvis Presley.
That was great, Bill.
Thank you very much. Blue, 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 blue.
Well, always a pleasure. It's a big weekend for us with high school football.
Yeah, go Unity.
Yeah, yeah, go
that's
Rockets.
Right. We're excited about that game. Hey, buddy, we'll talk next Friday. I'm glad you were on with us this morning. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right, stand by. We'll have lots coming up as the day progresses with the Rockets. We'll be live at Tent City. That'll be coming up at 2 o'clock. T&J live from 2 o'clock, hour earlier than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then Unity football, play-by-play from 4 to 6. They're going to have a gathering afterwards at the high school no matter what.
That's right, 7:30.
That'll be fun. Listen, Diane, we thank you. We'll be
Enjoy
back on
day.
Monday. Go Rockets, go Illini.
Go Rockets, go Illini.
And we'll talk to you on Monday morning, ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.